time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield on Warwick, the most anticipated game ever. Just a little bit of hyperbole, along with everyone else talking that way.
Oh, no, Fran, it's not hyperbole when it's State of Origin, and not when you've got a sellout crowd at Lang Park in Brisbane. You've got crowded lounge rooms for the biggest television audience in rugby league history, the series level at one game apiece, and two evenly matched sets of manhood. No wonder Cameron Smith, the neatly trimmed bloke who looks like he should be fronting Queen rather than captaining Queensland, he says it'll be the hugest of his 27 games in Maroon. And over on the other side, it's the biggest game of his life for the New South Wales captain, Paul Gallen. He's never played in a series win for New South Wales, despite making his debut in 2006. Aware the hype meter is in the red, or is that maroon, Ricky Stewart, the Blues coach, has urged his players to not just channel the hostility of the Bris Vegas crowd, but to revel in it, particularly by playing the type of football that will quieten the maroon throng. Is New South Wales able to do that? Well, the last few days there's been a lot of attempts at convincing us coming out of the various New South Wales news sheets, both of the tabloid and the broadsheet variety, but of course they all amount to a hill of beans at kick-off time tonight. In Australian football, Carlton president Stix Kernaghan went on commercial radio last night to guarantee that Brett Ratten will be the coach of the Blues until the end of the season, but even though Ratten has another year of his contract to go, Kernaghan wasn't so ironclad about 2013, which of course only encourages folk not just outside Princess Park but inside it as well. They love a good coach killing at Carlton, just ask David Parkin. And there's portentous emphasis on the port news from coaching on the Gold Coast. Malcolm Blight appointed as a part-time assistant for Guy McKenna. Also yesterday, Adelaide's Taylor Walker decided to accept the 3-match suspension imposed on him by the match review panel for his tackle on Richmond's Steve Morris last weekend. And for its part, Richmond will be without Daniel Connors for 2 weeks after he was unsuccessful in convincing the AFL tribunal to downgrade his striking charge, compounding a rough passage for the Tigs. They lost their game, the game they shouldn't, last weekend, and also three players to injury, including Jake King and now Tyrone Vickery, for the rest of the season. And also gone for the duration in rugby union, Kirtley Beale won't play for the Melbourne Rebels again in this Super 15 series. In tennis, Serena Williams is through to the semi-finals of the ladies' singles at Wimbledon after beating the defending champion Petra Kvitova and in straight sets, and Williams will now play Victoria Azarenka. And in the late finish on centre court, Agnieszka Radwanska made it through to the semi-finals. Well, she's going to play Angelique Kerber, the German. And in the gentlemen's singles, Britain's great hope and the great Scot, Andy Murray, he's through to the quarterfinals, where he's going to play David Farrar. I'll be back with more sport tomorrow, Fran.
Oh, the local crowds will be loving that. Thanks very much, Warwick.